Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When a movie called The Hitman's Bodyguard turned up a couple of years back, starring motor-mouth Ryan Reynolds and foul-mouthed Samuel L. Jackson, I didn't actually see it at the cinema. I mean, the plot's in the title, the stars give you an idea of what's going to happen, so why bother, right?
You're going to tell us everything you know.
I'm not telling you a mother...
You can electrocute him all day. It'll only make him angrier.
I, on the other hand, will tell you everything.
What? Really?
In the end, I saw it a few weeks ago on TV. It was all I expected. It was all I expected and somehow less. And now it's more or less back.
He has had a tremendous year. Michael Price is the bodyguard of the year. Woo!
Why I was so depressed by The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is it seemed to be an indication of where action movies had come to. I remember when the first Die Hard was considered a new low in stupidity. Now it's considered an action classic, certainly compared to what came next.
Is he a relative of yours?
God, no. Darius Kincaid, the hitman, wanted for like a zillion murders around the world.
And how often do you have this dream?
Just once.
Well, that's not
a night.
Right. I'm thinking you need to forget bodyguarding.
Well, this is what came next. The first Hitman's Bodyguard film was about a hitman, Samuel L. Jackson, being protected so he can testify against even worse people. His bodyguard is a by-the-book bureaucrat, Ryan Reynolds, whose motto is, boring is best.
I said, get anyone but Michael Bryce.
What?
He is the most annoying...
Excuse me! I have 20/20 hearing. I can hear you.
Who wouldn't want to see all this again? All right, put your hands down. It was a rhetorical question. In the sequel, Ryan's character Michael Bryce is in therapy and told to stay away from bodyguarding. But on holiday, he's attacked by gunmen and hitman Darius's volatile wife, Sonia.
For the first time, I'm starting to imagine a life without bodyguarding. This really feels like a new beginning.
Don't I know you?
The mafia took my husband. We have to go get him.
No. I'm not getting involved in this. I'm under strict psychological orders.
How has Selma Hayek managed to have as long a career in Hollywood as she has and still maintain a Mexican accent as thick as chili con carne? Same for the villain of this film, the equally Latin Antonio Banderas, here playing a Greek multi-billionaire.
Take them to my torture chambers.
What? You have separate torture chambers?
Mark my words, the world will burn.
The plot takes off in all directions right from the start. In fact, I don't think I've ever been to a film so unwilling to sit down and have a breather. No sooner has Sonia dragged Michael off to meet Darius when they rush off, pursued by bad guys all over whatever Mediterranean city they find themselves in.
We need guns. We need boats. We need them. Are you ready to get your freak on?
What?
That came out wrong. Not together. With us. That also came out wrong.
Then they're stopped in their tracks by a second set of gunmen, or is it a third set? You will lose count after a while. And when our two wacky heroes and one heroine take their blindfolds off, they're greeted by a familiar face.
They're planning a full-scale cyber attack.
Do not screw this up.
But we are definitely gonna screw this up.
Hollywood's current motto seems to be no show without Frank Grillo. This year alone, we've seen him in Cosmic Sin, Boss Level and No Man's Land. He's also, I'm told, just completed 6 more movies and a TV series this year alone. Has he never heard of social distancing?
Now let's go do what we do and blow some things up.
I would make a great mother, don't you think?
I think you would make a great mother.
Thank you.
Here, Grillo plays a CIA official who alternates exposition of the plot with yelling at Michael, Darius and Sonia. I could have told him he's wasting his time. Everyone's already yelling at everyone else in this movie. That's if they're not shooting at each other. By now, there's literally no let-up. The only time people aren't chasing each other in loud cars, they're shooting at each other with loud guns or yelling at each other with tasteless wisecracks. So, this is it, I thought. This is the future. Films for people who think Fast and Furious movies are too introspective.
Are you using pepper spray?
I'm on sabbatical.
How many times have you nearly got me killed?
But to my surprise, the cinema was far from packed. Maybe the cynics are wrong. Maybe you can underestimate the intelligence of the movie-going public. Maybe they simply looked at the title, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, realised there wasn't any more to it than that and thought, we can do better. Let's hope so.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.